It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. On Saturday, I was in downtown Washington, D.C. to take part in what was a big Earth Day concert. It was a celebration of Mother Earth, and I had a chance to meet up with many celebrities in the music business and on the political scene, and the organizers of the event as well. The event, the Earth Day concert, was attended by 250,000 people right here in the Washington, D.C. area in the mall. And a lot of people out there. The weather was perfect. We all had a great time watching No Doubt perform and Usher perform, Mary J. Blige, Common. A lot of the biggest stars in music were there, and I had a chance to speak with them. Stay tuned for our Earth Day special here on Border Crossings, and you will hear some of those interviews. So stay tuned to Border Crossings. Coming up in the next hour, it's our Earth Day special.
Sunrise, what about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth, this weeping shore?
okay, we're at Earth Day, and this young lady with me right here is in charge of the whole thing. She put everything together. Kathleen Rogers, the president of the Earth Day Network. What is the Earth Day Network? It's nice to meet you, Kathleen Rogers. Tell me what the Earth Day Network is for the benefit of our worldwide audience first.
We grew out of the first Earth Day in 1970, and we have about 50,000 groups in our network, about more than a billion people participating. Well, we have the Chinese and people from India who are all over climate change and all over Earth Day, so it's a huge number of people. And so we build environmental democracy through events and through collaborations with NGOs around the world and with governments. And our main goal is to get people civically engaged, build environmental democracy, which is a whole cool new thing, something that Earth Day is really focused on, and getting them to actually take an action. So today's a great way to engage artists, engage the public, engage all the people who are watching this, as well as the governments who are also watching it down the street. We have 188 ministers from 188 countries that are here working on financing for climate change. They need to know that when we build environmental democracy, we'll be standing behind them, watching them, pushing them a little to do the right thing. It's really about the people's time. We've waited long enough, and so it's time for us to get really active.
They're expecting 250,000 people to show up on the mall. Does that exceed your expectations? Are you pleased?
No, we had 250,000 people here the last time, and the weather wasn't as good. I bet we have that many people. They tend to come later in the day, and that's okay with us. But by the end, it'll be fantastic. It's such a beautiful setting.
It's a beautiful day to celebrate Earth Day.
I can't believe it. Usually it's raining. You know, right. April showers bring May flowers. I hate that. I don't know what Gaylord Nelson and Dennis Hayes were thinking making Earth Day in April, but...
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. I know they want you in 100 different directions, but thank you very much for...
I talk to you guys every year, and you're fabulous.
And thank you for including us.
Yep, no, anytime. Thanks.
You throw a great party.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a serious matter.
Kathleen Rogers, president of the Earth Day Network. I'm Larry London. It's Border Crossing.
We're on.
This is Larry London. We're here in downtown D.C. It's the big Earth Day concert. I'm standing next to one of my favorite artists, a guy that's loved around the world, the lead singer, the voice, the face of Train, Pat Monahan. Welcome to D.C. Welcome.
Thanks, man. Thanks a lot.
It's great to have you here. Now, first of all, congratulations on the success of the new album, seventh album, Bulletproof Picasso. Doing very well?
Yeah, you know, you reach a point in your career where you make records for your fans, and this is their favorite, so that's our success.
Well, you guys are loved everywhere, and you tour everywhere and travel around the world, and you're doing so many different things. You're involved with all these different charities that you guys support, and I know you have your own brand of wine.
Well, you know, the wine's mostly for us.
And they're not serving it here today.
I think there were some limitations on what they were allowed to serve, but if you come and see us this summer, we're out with The Fray and Matt Nathanson, you can drink all the wine you can handle. But, you know, we just try to do some good local work, and this is more of a global effort for us, which is like, you know, nobody can sit this one out. We all gotta do our best on this one, whether you're in politics or music.
How do you guys keep it together so long? I mean, I know you tried some solo stuff a couple years ago. Band's back together. Everybody's excited about that. I mean, it's got to be difficult to keep a band together.
Yeah, you know, you reach a point where you ask your fans, would it be better if we broke up or make changes? And if they choose changes, then that's what you do to move on. And so your family is adjusting all the way. You know, now we have seven people on stage, and, you know, we're all really close friends.
You know, Train started off as a Led Zeppelin cover band?
Yeah, we all played in cover bands, and Led Zeppelin was like our go-to band. And I just really love Robert Plant, and I don't know. I'd love to get a chance to sing with Jimmy Page someday.
You love Led Zeppelin and Jimmy Page, Robert Plant. You also love San Francisco. And, of course, you've made the last couple albums. Bulletproof Picasso, that's not connected to San Francisco, but the other two before it were.
Not the name, but the songs definitely are. Like, San Francisco is where I went to from Erie, Pennsylvania. And so it was like leaving a town trying to fulfill a dream, and just kind of like all the stories that connect those two cities.
And this is you're here for the Earth Day show. This is your first time playing in an Earth Day concert?
This is, yeah. And having Hugh, who's here with Global Citizen, is a big part of why I think this is such a great event.
And you work with kids, too. One of your charities is Kids Rock?
Yeah, we also have the Family House in San Francisco, which houses, you know, low-income families and children that are real sick. And they go to UCSF from all over the world because there's great research and medicine and doctors there that can help give these kids a chance.
Well, 8 Grammy nominations, 3 big wins for you guys. What's the plan for the year ahead? Touring? Are you traveling internationally?
We are always on tour, but we're on tour this summer with, like I said, Matt Nathanson and The Fray. Mm-hmm. We play 45 cities. We're recording a Christmas record next week and the week after. Wow. And I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a super cool vibe. And then we'll promote that, obviously, and maybe be in the Thanksgiving Day parade. And then from there, I'll start writing the 8th album.
Wow. Any inside scoop on what's in your head for the next album?
I don't know what's in my head just even now.
A lot of stuff. Well, Pat, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Train, one of my favorite bands. Thank you so much. Larry London, Earth Day Concert. We're here for the Voice of America. Stay tuned to Border Crossings.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? It takes paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah. Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
It took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? You pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, but
or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. The key paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? You pay paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Earth Day's one day. The environment is a lifetime. We have Hugh Evans with us. Hugh Evans is the CEO of the Global Poverty Project. Did I say that correctly?
Absolutely, and Global Citizen. So and we're so we're just so honored to be here today.
Well, you put the whole thing together. You did this yourself. With, of course, a team of many, but
we have an amazing team. It's absolute teamwork. Like, our team's been working for, you know, years now with this one dream of being able to bring Global Citizen together with Earth Day to the National Mall of Washington, D.C. It's been 2 years in the making, and finally to see it come to life today is so awesome.
250,000 people. I mean, it's got to really feel good.
It feels great, and the weather, I think, has been just, I mean, when I woke up this morning and I saw that we're going to be in the shadow of, you know, the Washington Monument, on one of the most historic venues in the whole world, I thought, this is just truly incredible.
And you've had this in New York before. What made you decide D.C. this time?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, this is a historic year. So 2015 is a year when the world will agree upon two major commitments. The first commitment is an agreement around ending extreme poverty by 2030 and setting a new set of goals to achieve that. The second thing in December is the world will come together also in Paris and consider a climate treaty. And so we knew that this historic year, we need to kick it off at the most historic time, which is this weekend. Because this weekend, we've got all the IMF world leaders, all of the World Bank world leaders, foreign ministers together with finance ministers together in town. It's a perfect opportunity to say to them, fully fund the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals and make sure you fully fund and finance a climate treaty. Because without their support, you know, the finance ministers hold the purse strings of our world. And without that, you're never going to see the end of extreme poverty. This is not just about finance, though. We have to think about the end of extreme poverty holistically. It's about vaccines and immunizations. It's about the empowerment of women and girls. It's about food security. It's about healthcare more broadly. And we need to think about this full combination of issues associated with extreme poverty, and that's what today is all about.
And we are broadcasting to an international audience. We're on in 60 countries, many of which are very actively involved in what your efforts are, many affected, you know, unfortunately, dramatically by what's going on with the environment and in their countries and whatnot. Now, why did you decide to get involved? What was the motivation that kind of put you where you are today?
So when I was 12 years old, I started volunteering at my high school. And I started raising money, and I ended up raising the most amount of money in the school. And so they sent me, in fact, in the whole country. And so World Vision, the aid organization, sent me to the Philippines to see their work firsthand. And there was one night in the Philippines that impacted my life to such a huge extent that I've never been the same since, where I was taken onto a slum in the center of Manila called Smoky Mountain, placed in the care of a kid my own age. We were both 14 years old at the time, and he'd lived his whole life on this slum as a scavenger, running after the garbage trucks every single night. And that night, he took me to his house, and when it came time to go to sleep, we literally lay down on this concrete slab with the smell of rubbish all around us and cockroaches crawling all over me. And I just lay awake that night thinking to myself, you know, it's pure chance that I was born where I was born and he was born where he was born. Our roles could have very equally been reversed in life. And so I came back and I said to my mom at the age of 14, I'm going to commit my life to this. And it's been a journey ever since.
And you're doing wonderful things for people around the world.
Well, that's very kind of you. I think that, you know, we've got so far to go. There's still 1.2 billion people who live in extreme poverty, and those same 1.2 billion people are going to be the first affected by climate change. And so, like, I think that's what I want to keep at the forefront of this, because, you know, I was thinking last night, it's so wonderful that 250,000 people come together for anything. I just hope that the heart to see it justice for the world's poor is at the heart of this.
Well, like I say, you're a spokesman for a lot of people. You're representing a lot of people, and you're representing our future, my children's future, my grandchildren's future. So thank you on behalf of all of our viewers and all of our listeners.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. I can tell this emotionally affects you, very emotionally. Hugh Evans, our guest here on The Voice of America. Thank you, Hugh.
Town looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherry. Good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God, and there's a sad old portrait. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
This is Larry London. It's Earth Day. The concert continues downtown D.C. My Morning Jacket, one of the big attractions at the show and one of the hottest bands right now here in the U.S. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Hi, thanks.
It's great to have you guys with us. So tell me about the new album. What's the name of the new album?
The Waterfall.
The Waterfall. Now, why are you excited about this album as opposed to the last album?
I'm excited about everything.
So what do you think about the new album? Tell me about it.
I'm really happy with it. I rarely walk away from recording an album loving every song, and I could take this one to the grave knowing that I'm happy with how it all turned out.
Now, you guys perform at festivals, a lot of festivals. So how does this event compare? I mean, Earth Day, here you are gathering with, you know, the finest in D.C., 250,000 people out here today. What's it feel like for you?
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, festivals are fun, and it's nice to be outside, but this has an extra special glow to it, you know, because everybody's trying to generate positive energy and be a force of good. So that we're really just honored to be involved.
Have you written any songs or recorded any songs about the environment? About the planet?
I mean, not like in a specific way, but I think if you look, especially on the new record, which isn't out yet, I mean, there's a lot. We think about nature a lot and go into nature a lot and write about nature a lot. And hopefully the album has a good energy that makes you want to respect nature and explore nature more.
When's the album go on sale?
On May 4th, like 2 weeks.
Ooh, exciting time for you guys.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. How about a tour internationally? Because we're broadcasting around the world to 60 countries. Are you planning to go out of the U.S.?
We are, yeah. The dates will be up soon. I think September we go.
Yes.
Tom says yes.
But you guys are having fun out here, and I mean, enjoying D.C. Always, the crowds are always great, you know, in D.C. for a big – we know how to party in D.C., and we're happy to have my morning jacket here with us, celebrating Earth Day with us.
Yeah, thanks. We're honored to be here.
All right, my morning jacket on the Voice of America. Party on!
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from man? Can't you stand?
It's downtown D.C. again, Earth Day. The man of the hour, Will.i.am is here. You're one of my favorite artists. You're one of my favorite, most creative people. You create things. Today you're creating love and synergy here for Earth Day. Welcome to D.C., Will.i.am.
Oh, it's good to be here. It's good to be here.
Now, this is the 20th anniversary of the Black Eyed Peas. I heard that you guys are working on some new music.
Yeah, we're working on some new songs and figuring out the best way to get those songs out to people. But right now, just making as best songs as we can. Uh-huh. Some songs about, you know, just enjoying life, and other songs about things that are going on in the world. So we're excited about sharing those songs with people.
And you've been doing all kinds of things for technology. You know, we're designing watches and designing all kinds of technology things. How's that going? I mean, that's an interesting thing for a musician to get involved in that.
Yeah, you know, I love hardware. I love technology. So, you know, I use the money that I made in music and, you know, other tours and stuff like that to start a consumer electronics company. Some people think it's crazy. I just following my passion on the things that I'm excited about. You know, met some really talented developers and engineers, and we created a computer for the wrist. So it's not a device that tethers to a phone. It's a true, you know, autonomous, almost towards, you know, the area of, it's not complete artificial intelligence, but we have a virtual assistant on the wrist that's pretty smart.
You're a very busy guy. I think you were judging on one of the TV reality shows too, weren't you?
Yeah, that's like effortless though.
And what's it like being on stage here in D.C., 250,000 people, everybody coming together to celebrate something very special, and you had to get a message out, more importantly, get a message out that's very important.
Yeah, getting a message out. I mean, there's beautiful people out there in the lawn, and you're hitting them with awesome issues and, you know, facts about what's going on in the world. And some of them are paying attention. Some of them just want to come to a concert. Mm-hmm. A lot of them want to take selfies. You know, so you just gotta, you're fighting with the condition today. What, you know, how to get information to people, especially important information. So we're doing our best. And those that are listening, hopefully we inspire them to whisper it on to folks when they go home.
Worldwide audience tuned in right now, 60 countries on the Voice of America. They love you. They love your music. Is there a message you want to send out to the world? Will.i.am?
Oh, just go out there in the world, turn strangers into friends, and friends into family.
Thank you. Well put. Can't wait to see you back together with the Black Eyed Peas.
Aquarius.
Know him from television. He's been on TV for a number of years. Very famous actor Raphael Sparge is with us. We welcome you to the Voice of America.
Thank you.
Now, what's your current project right now?
I'm currently working on a show called Murder in the First for TNT, and I'm also on a show called Once Upon a Time for ABC. Both.
How do you get to do the two different network shows?
I'm very lucky.
You're that good.
I'm very lucky, I think is what it is.
Now, do you live in Los Angeles?
I do live in L.A. and came in for this, and they asked me to present. I got to introduce Dennis Hayes, who founded the first, very, very first Earth Day, 1970, and I'm presenting a movie as well about 4 o'clock.
Everybody in Los Angeles, they kind of seem a step ahead of the rest of the country in terms of environment issues and environment. You know, they've got the Prius, you know, cars, the hybrid cars, all started in Los Angeles first. So, I mean, as a Los Angelian, you know, obviously the environment's very important to you.
It is. I mean, look, these are my kids, and these are the reason why, you know, I'm so passionate about the environment. I mean, we know the combustion engine is not going to really survive my grandchildren, we need to make a change. This hydrogen vehicle that Toyota has, the Mirai, is really exciting in terms of what they're doing, what the technology does, which is a byproduct of water, which is astonishing. So I'm excited that they're here. They're sort of promoting it to everyone and letting everyone know about it. But it's going to come out at the end of the year, and it's a game changer.
Did they let you test drive it?
You know what? I've been in it, and I'm going to get to drive it later today, apparently.
Oh, well, yeah. I need a ride home, so maybe.
No problem.
So how old are your kids?
12. 12? And I'm 10.
And what do you think of Dad's career? You think about acting as something you'd want to do?
I'm not sure, but I think it's cool. It's a really cool job.
Does he bring you to the film set?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Raphael Sparge, you're going to see him in a lot of different stuff on TV. Big screen stuff? Movies?
I've done a bunch of movies. I've got a movie coming out called By Way of Helena with Woody Harrelson and Liam Hemsworth later this year.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being here.
For talking about the Toyota and the new car, the Mirage.
Right. And for the next generation. That's why we're all here, right?
That's right. Harry London. We have two lovely young ladies with me here in downtown D.C. Can you introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Tamsin Merchant.
And I'm Elise Eberle.
And you guys, Tamsin, you're listed in the profiles as a movie actress from England. That's what it says.
Yes, I am. And a TV actress in America.
And a TV actress? What are you in America?
Elise and I are both in Salem on WGN.
Oh, well.
About the Salem witch trials.
The Salem witch trials. And so you came from England to live in America to act in an American TV show.
Yes, I did.
We're in Shreveport filming right now, Shreveport, Louisiana.
So for the benefit of our worldwide audience, and I just want to ask you, you know, as far as from England is concerned, do you guys have Earth Day concerts like this? Do you do things in England like this?
Actually, there might be something rather exciting in Hyde Park this summer. I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to say.
You're not allowed to give any information out?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Why don't you tell our worldwide audience what Earth Day means to you guys?
Well, Earth Day is like the day that world leaders and music fans come together to really celebrate like what the Earth has given to us and what we can give back to the Earth. And for the next 15 years, basically the agenda for the next 15 years is being set in September at the UN. And this time is like the perfect time to come together as a group to have our voice heard about where we want the world to go for in terms of poverty, climate change. We need to fight all of those things, and we're doing it together, and that's what Earth Day is about.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically to spread awareness and to support each other and to support the world at the same time. So it's about a community and making a difference.
All right, well, thank you, girls, for joining us. Thank you, thank you. Congratulations on your success.
think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place, heal the world, make it a better place, for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying, if you care enough for the living, make a better place for you. A love that cannot lie. Love is strong. It only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. There are strength to stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough, hope is growing. If you care enough.
It's the Earth Day concert. Fall Out Boy performing, one of the many artists, of course, known around the world. The new album is American Beauty, American Psycho. Welcome to D.C., guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What does Earth Day mean to you guys?
I think it means making sure that all of us are aware that climate change is real and will affect us and affect the next generation, and we need to do something about it today. Like, it's more than just what happens on Earth Day and this celebration and this concert. It's what we do the day after that and the month after that.
I mean, a relative once and I were talking, and he was saying, you know, we were kind of arguing about climate change, and he's like, I don't know, I just don't care. I don't care about my great-grandkids. I'm never going to meet them. And I was like, wow, I care about your great-grandkids.
Right.
And I mean, that's the issue for me, is that it all matters. We have to leave this place in better shape than we came into it, you know?
Well, the fans are thrilled and excited to have Fall Out Boy performing here. You guys are going out on tour internationally for the new album?
We are. We've been doing international dates, so we just got back from Japan, and we just put out a new video for our song Uma Thurman, and we start the U.S. tour with Wiz Khalifa and Woody Allen in June, so we'll be everywhere in the States.
And congratulations on the Woody.
Thank you very much. That's a crazy award to win. It was awesome.
Patrick and Pete, thank you guys for talking to us. Fall Out Boy, live in D.C., this is the Voice of America.
Stack of nooks.
It's the little things we take for granted when we sacrifice to save the planet. Darnest thing I've ever seen. My redneck world is done gone green. The whole dang place is done gone green.
That was our Earth Day special, Border Crossings. And Earth Day is something that's celebrated one day a year. But our environment and our Earth is something we all need to think about every single day of our lives, because we're talking about the future, many future generations to come.
making the planet a better place to live. So thank you so much to all of our guests who joined us today on our Earth Day celebration here on Border Crossings. And thank you to our producer, director, Felicia Butler, who worked very hard to put the show together today for you. Border Crossings will return tomorrow with our regular requests and dedications right here on the VOA1 Music Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.